This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
And we welcome back to the awesome morning show for Round the Boards, Barry McClellan from Saddle Hill Community Board. Kia ora, nice to have you with us this morning, Barry.
Good morning, Jeff.
How's your morning been so far?
Oh, yeah, pretty good. Pretty good, yeah. A bit of a early wake up for a retired person now.
Yeah, sorry about that. But always great to have your company here, and always great to catch up with our Dunedin Community Boards as well in terms of what's going on and around. And, of course, one of your key obligations and the key aspects is your connection through the Dunedin City Council. You can pass on some of those really important messages from your community, and that includes, of course, reporting to the annual plan and meeting there.
Yes, and that's on Wednesday, apparently. So we've got a few points, and they seem to be the same most of the time. But Chairman Paul has passed on to me that we'll be pushing a few things there, and one being the Waldenville to Brighton shared walkway. Try and get that underway. It's they've just done some work at the moment to go from Waldenville down to the estuary. So we're pushing for a continuation of that right through to Brighton.
Do you know how long that is, roughly?
To get to Brighton would have to be probably another 3K on top of that.
Be a cracking walk if you can pull it off.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, it would be. It would be definitely. So we're pushing for that for sure. We're also pushing coastal erosion is a big problem. And there's been some recent publicity I've been hearing about actually trying to get on top of coastal erosion before it actually happens. So we kind of hope that might happen on our coastal road, mostly from Brighton through to Tyree Mouth, of course.
Key connection, that one, isn't it? And, you know, that's a problem that not only your community board is facing, it's people all over the world facing issues around this. But presumably, because of that, there's the potential for some mitigation and to employ some ideas that have come up and battles that other people have fought around this issue.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a lot of it going on. So, you know, it's just a matter of networking and trying to get on top of it before it happens. Yeah. I think it's a lot easier to fix before it happens than when it happens. So, of course, our routine roadworks plan. They're trying to get things moving faster there with our recent problems with the old Brighton Road, taking 18 months to get something done on that, just because of consents through the different councils, through a regional council and the city council. And the ditches have finally been cleared there. So we're hoping the flooding problems not going to be with us anymore, but there's still the road needs patching and there's still a lot of work to be done there. So they're the things that we'll be pushing mostly at the meeting.
We've talked before about this, but of course, one of the other things that a community board can do is to recognise some of the great people in the community and some of the projects that they're involved in, and even to help people along the way a little bit. You have your Ambassador Awards.
Yes, we recently had our Ambassador Awards, so we selected those in March, I think it was, and we've had some good news on that front. A couple of our award receivers, Sylvia Haig. She's made the New Zealand Secondary Schools under-16 football team.
Nice.
Congratulations to her. And Shanti Kara has made the New Zealand Secondary Schools netball team. So we're very pleased to announce that they've had a bit of a success there, which is what the award's all about.
Indeed, just, I guess, giving them a bit of a helping hand. I mean, the rest of the community falls in behind most of these young people too, don't they, when they've got to get to competitions and so forth, but a little bit from the community board just to acknowledge that these are people you want to shine a bit of a spotlight on.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure that our contribution helped to them making the honours, so good on them for that.
Barry, you wanted to touch on the Southern Coastal Neighbourhood Society.
Yeah, well, this is a society I don't know much about. Viani has sort of taken the reins of this, and it's been sort of in mothballs for about a year now, I think. It's the Southern Coastal Civil. It's the Southern Coastal Neighbourhood Society, originally put together for liaisoning with the council re the landfill. And since that's sort of been died away a little bit, then so has the society. But we want to try and get it up and running again. So one, to keep an eye on still the landfill and what's going on there. But the other thing, just to do with general things around the southern coastal region, including our desire to get the cycle track that we've mentioned before through to from Waihola and through to Brighton and through into Green Island to connect that wave. So
this is like a citizen-led group, is it, Barry?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it is.
They get together and I guess that if you've got strong opinions or strong views or ideas coming out of a group like that, the Saddle Hill Community Board can help pass that on through your channels with the Dunedin City Council and so forth.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's that. And it's got a I'm pretty sure it's got a trust, so it's got an ability to raise money, and which was done to get legal help for the landfill at the time. So that would be a handy tool to have when it comes to raising funds for local things, for instance, like the rail, right? The shed road, shed walkway.
Now, you mentioned that Vianney Santagati, your fellow board member, is kind of on this. If someone wants to find out a little bit more about that or any of the things you're talking about this morning, what's the best thing for them to do, Barry?
Yeah, well, yeah, contact her. She's a well-known figure, and she should better get her through local social media pages. But they could contact me as well. She's planning on holding a meeting very soon, so the more people we get at that meeting, the better, really.
Oh, Barry, let us know about that. We can pass that on to ORFM's listeners for sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you want to find out a little bit more about your community boards in general, they do all have profiles up on our Dunedin City Council's website, dunedin.govt.nz. Important day for the council today, of course. It's 12 noon is when voting closes in the by-election. Everybody will be watching that one with interest, Barry.
Yes, I'm sure.
And we will no doubt bring you more information on that too. So Barry, in general, you're all members of the board quite happy to have a conversation with people informally if they want to bring issues up, but also you have a formal mechanism through your meetings to allow a public forum, I presume, just like every other community board. So people want to get in touch and have their 5 minutes in front of the board at a meeting coming up, they can do that too.
Yes, they certainly can if they have got a point to push, or they've got they need some funding. We still have access to some funding for local projects. They're most welcome to do that, and of course we're all available in the normal means.
Always great to catch up with you, Barry, and thanks to you and the team out there in the Saddle Hill Community Board working for your community. We look forward to catching up with you again in a few weeks' time.
Thanks, Jeff.
That was Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM, Dunedin's awesome morning show. For more information about Dunedin's 6 community boards and contact details, visit the Dunedin City Council website, dunedin.govt.nz, or phone 477 4000.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.